Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you open your Bibles with me this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Lord's just speaking to my heart. We're living in such a time in the world, and some things that happen we sometimes don't understand, but God wants us to have revelation and understanding of what's taking place. He told us from the very beginning some of these things would happen. Could you go get your glasses because you can't see without them? Amen. And we're talking about being blind today, so so this is the cue for everyone that needs glasses, put your glasses on. I remember when I became hard to read, I would get me reading glasses, and I would take them on and put them on and take them off, put them on and take them off, and it was just, they never were convenient. I was trying to preach like this, because I couldn't see the people with them on, and I couldn't see the word with them off, amen? And then I said, and the Lord said, bifocals. Man, they work great. Amen? You know, when you're talking about that, and you're thinking about that, Jesus said, can the blind leave the blind? Won't they both fall into the ditch? Amen? And one of the things the Lord speaks to my heart about today is His amazing grace. His amazing grace. Hey, Barbara Judy, somebody loves to hear you sing in here, so would y'all sing Amazing Grace?
Sure. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's about embracing the grace. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, even in the beginning, the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the water. And God said, the first thing God did, and the first thing He created is light. Amen? And it's really interesting, because when we become a new creation in Christ Jesus, we go out of darkness into the light. It's sort of the same as He created the world to begin with. He spoke light. And it's the first thing that happens to you and I as a child of God. As we step into His kingdom as His children, there's all of a sudden there's a bright light that shines. Amen? So today, in our text today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Word of God says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. Today I want to focus your attention on verse number 4. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The title of this morning's message is The Blind Mind. And the three things I want to share with you today is the blindness, the brightness, and the brilliance. Can we take our Bibles? Can we lift our word together here and make a declaration here today? Can you repeat after me? Well, why do you do this? There's power in agreement, and what we're doing is we're coming in agreement in the Word. Amen? So if you just repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God's Word says I can have. I can be who God's Word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's Word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent this word to accomplish something in each and every heart of each and every life that is gathered here today. Father, I pray that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory and honor only to you. Father God, I pray that the words that are spoken today will build up and encourage and comfort every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you will receive the glory and the honor and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, as Apostle Paul says in our focus text this morning, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. And we're thinking about the blindness. And the prophet Isaiah prophesied about this in Isaiah chapter 59. In Isaiah 59, verse number 9. The word of God says, therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. And what he's making reference to is those that aren't in the Lord, those that are walking in darkness, those that can't see. Sometimes the adversary makes you think that you can see, but you're heading towards destruction. And if you really could see, you wouldn't be heading in the road on the road to destruction. You would see what was coming, okay? Because that's what the Lord gives us his power to do. The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, and verse number 8, it says this. He says, and again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past. Now we're in the light. The darkness is past, and true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. And one of the things that the Lord is speaking to my heart about in this nation, we're celebrating the independence of this nation today. And we pray for God to watch over and to keep our nation. And one of the things that our nation does is darkness is always battling light. And when people speak evil and speak darkness, even in government ranks, we're not to respond in the same manner. We're no longer in darkness. We walk as children of light. You know, the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5, the Beloved says this, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, that word says if we're walking in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That comes from the Greek word koinonia. It means we're in unity together as a body. God's called us all to be part of a body. He tells us in Hebrews 10:25, not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. In other words, what God wants you and I to know is that he's gifted every last one of us with gifts, and somebody else needs what you have. And if you keep what you've got, he gave you to yourself, others suffer. And guess what? Others have what you need. Amen? God never gave everybody everything. Amen? We all have, and he says he gave some. And he gave some this and some that. Amen? So as we're looking at this today, he's talking about us walking in the light as he is in the light. Amen? He tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 17. He says this. He says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, wait a minute. Now, first, when we were speaking, God was speaking to those that are outside of the body. Now, he's speaking to the church. He's speaking to the body of Christ. We're no longer in darkness. We're children of light. Amen? Amen? When we walk into a room, no matter how dark the room is, there's light that comes in the room. Amen? When you walk into a room, if you have revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, the whole atmosphere changes when you come in the room. When you come into your class, the atmosphere changes. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, the atmosphere changes because you have to recognize who you are and who you and I are in Christ Jesus. He talks about the brightness of the gospel. Amen. You know, when I see this, I look at the blindness, but also the brightness. And Psalms 119, 130. The word of God says this. He says, the entrance of thy words giveth life. It giveth understanding to the simple. Now, God isn't calling anybody in the room simple. But what God is saying to you and I is, the word of God and following him is not complicated. Amen? And the devil wants you to believe that it's complicated and it's hard to follow the Lord. And he's the liar and the father of all lies. God made this thing simple so it is. He made it so simple for us. He said, well, Pastor, it ain't so simple. Most of the times it isn't simple because you're trusting in your own understanding and not leaning on him. He said he will give you the Spirit of God that will teach you all things and to bring to remembrance whatsoever he has said. He has given each and every one of us a helper. We have a tutor inside. We have a teacher inside. I don't know about you, but I need to be taught a lot. Amen? And so as we're looking at this, the light came in and the brightness of his coming. Amen? Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 23, the word of God says this. He says, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Amen? And in other words, God loves you so much, when we get off the path, he helps us to get back on. But he always ministers in love. Man, I'm so grateful for a loving God that loves me right where I'm at and loves you right where you're at. That gives me amazing grace. And I had to do anything to deserve it or earn it. All of a sudden, he pours out his love upon me. I love what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 13:12. He says to you and I, he says, the night is far spent, but the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, usually when my clothes are stinking, I don't pull out my clean clothes and put them over top of my stinking clothes. I take off the stinky clothes and freshen up and put on clean clothes. And that's what he's telling us. He said, hey, the night is far spent. This is the day's at hand now. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. I love what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall shine upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. In other words, we're walking in the light as he's in the light. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. When I think about this, and I think about the past state, that when I was blind, he shined the light into my darkness. Amen. And called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, just as he has you and I, each and every one of us. And if you haven't been called out of darkness, he's standing there calling you. Amen. His grace is abounding to each and every one of us. Amen. And then I saw the image of God. And there I have the brilliance. You know, if Webster's defines brilliance as intense light. And when I was thinking about the intense light, I was thinking about the glory of the Lord. Amen? The glory of the Lord. Amen? I don't know if you've ever witnessed the glory of the Lord, but it's so bright, these eyes cannot look upon it. Moses had to be hid by the cleft of the rock and see his hind parts because he couldn't look into the glory. Amen? This body can't handle the glory. And I look at that brilliance. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 1. Verse number 3, speaking about Jesus. He said, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. So Jesus has ascended and he's in that place, in that realm of glory. Amen. When I think about Jesus, I think about who we are in him. In Ephesians chapter 1, I'm Ephesians chapter 1 preacher. Amen. I've seen the signs and wonders and miracles of the Lord. He is a mighty God. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals. He still delivers. He does it all. Amen. We serve a God that's alive. Amen. We're not serving a dead God. Amen. We're serving a God that's alive. Is anybody alive in this place? Does anybody have Christ Jesus in your heart? He's alive in you. He's alive in me. Amen. So as Christ is living even now on this earth, he's living in you and I. Amen. So we have to recognize this. But in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 19, he says this. He says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is you and I, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Look what you've done next to you and say, Jesus is alive. He's alive in you. He's alive in me. Let's give him a shout of praise. Wait a minute. Now, he just didn't stop there. Go to Ephesians 2, verse 6. And he have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's above, not beneath. He said, we're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You got to get this in the spirit realm. You're above, the adversary is below. You're above, the adversary is below. Say it with me. I'm above, the adversary is below. So tell the adversary, get under my feet. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above all principality and all power and all every name named in heaven and earth. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Can somebody just give him a shout in the house? Come on now. Evidently, you didn't get revelation. Because if you got revelation, you would start shouting. How many has the devil been beaten up? How many of the devil been messing with? Has he been messing with your head? Has he been messing with your finances? Has he been messing with your home? Has he been messing with you? God wants you to know who you are. God wants you to know that you're in Christ Jesus and you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by your word of your testimony, and your testimony is sure. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout of glory. Hallelujah. Come on, that wasn't enough yet. Hallelujah. Until we truly have revelation of who we are in Christ Jesus, we'll be constantly turmoiled. We'll be constantly, our worth and our value will be stolen. God's called you valuable. God says you're dear. God says he loves you. And guess what he wants you to do? He wants you to love yourself. He wants you to love yourself. So look to the one next to you and say, I love you. And guess what? And guess what? I love me too. Come on, come on. Hey, some of you never got a hug. Hey, everybody in the room, come on now. God wants to do something here. Everybody hug yourself. Feel the love. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what that says to me? That God's in me. He loves me so much. He says, I hug myself. He says, we're of value. We got worth. Amen. Amen. You're the head, not the tail. You're blessed going in, coming out. You have the favor of God in your life. Amen. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. I'm more than a conqueror through him. Amen. I'm the winner. I'm not the loser. I'm the victor. Hallelujah. We got to get that attitude. If you go into a game thinking you're going to lose, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose. But if you go into the battle knowing that you're going to win and that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, guess what you're going to do? You're going to win. You're going to be victorious. I don't know about you, but I like to win. Anybody else like to win in the room? Come on. Are you getting tired of losing? Come on. Come on. Be real. Hallelujah. I'll calm down a minute. The kids got me generated. Praise God. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good preaching. Hallelujah. So in closing, everybody's favorite word, especially if you go to the church picnic. Amen. Spiritual food is so more important than physical food. If you feed your spiritual body, you'll be able to exercise with your physical body. Amen. Because your spiritual body will give you strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify God in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. God wants you to know that we can do all things. Amen. Amen. Just look how much the devil gets, his butt gets kicked all the time. Amen. I just love to kick the devil's butt. He sure beat me up a lot. But in closing today, it says, you know, we have the blindness he speaks about in his word. And we have the brightness. We have the brilliance of his glory. But there's also, God wants to benefit everyone in the room. In Ephesians chapter 1, Verse number 17. This is what he says to you and I. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So he says to you and I, he says, hey, there's blindness in this world. But we're in this world, we're not of this world. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's brightness there. And this brightness of light, as we're walking in the light, as he's in the light, we're having fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us of all of our sin. All of a sudden, there's the brilliance of the glory of God. He says in his word that he will take us from glory to glory, even by as by the Spirit of the Lord. But the key today is, hey, God wants us to become. To become what? To become children of God. He says in Romans 10, 13, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he beckons each and every one of us. If maybe we were one time we were serving him, but we drifted away. Maybe we're not the place we need to be. God loves you and he has a plan in your life. He will not give up on you. He will not change his mind concerning you. He's going to keep searching and seeking you with everything he's got. And all he's asking for you and I to do is to respond. Will you respond to him today? The choice is yours. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. And I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. In the closing moments of this service, you're here today and maybe you do not know Jesus, or one time you knew him, but you feel the Spirit of God drawing you to a closer relationship with him. And if that is you, would you just slip up your hand and say, that's me. I need a fresh relationship with the Lord. Is anybody at all? Pause it just for a moment. I'm not in the place I need to be. Is that you? Would you respond, please? I see their hand. There's another. Is there another here today? Pastor, I'm not in that place. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. This isn't about embarrassing anybody. This is about getting right with the Lord. Is that you? Just slip up your hand. Father, I thank you that you're the searcher of every heart and every life.